Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I am Nkululeko Ngewu. So, Sokala Duma, in conjunction with Capitec Bank, came up with a great initiative to reward everyday heroes. Msekeli Ntola emailed a submission on how he managed to save money for his education and won an opportunity to interview his hero, uBenedict Vilakazi. The following conversation is between myself and Orlando Pirates legend Benedict Vilakazi, and the questions were entirely from the winner of the competition. So do enjoy the conversation. Capitec, together with Sokala Duma, have found a way to reward and celebrate everyday South Africans for telling their financial success stories. We aim to inspire others in the country who face financial challenges on a day-to-day basis to learn from these life-changing experiences. We will give these storytellers the opportunity to become a Sokala Duma journalist for a day. Each month, Capitec will provide a theme for all potential storytellers out there. This month, we want to know how you make it through the month or the year with the money you have. Do you have a money plan? And what tips could you share with those who overspend? Send your story to mystory@sokaladuma.co.za and tell us your story in less than 400 words. The winning letter will be published in the Sokala Duma newspaper. Remember, the competition closes on Wednesday, the 8th of August, 2018.
Sokala Duma Radio.
All right, we now joined on the line by former Bafana Bafana and Orlando Pirates midfielder, Tso Vilakazi. Vilakazi, we thank you very much for your time. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, and you?
I'm good, man. Well, the Capitec competition winner, Mr. Msekeli Ntola, sent us his questions. You are apparently his idol. His questions are around your playing career, and I'm excited to be the messenger. I'm only going to ask you the questions and you'll answer. One of his first things that he wants to know is, when you first started playing football as a youngster, did you already know that you wanted to do it for a living? Did you already know when you were young that you wanted to get paid to play football?
No, sorry. The only thing that I wanted to do is to play football. Yeah, whether I'm getting paid or what. Because that one was not in my mind. What was in my mind was for me to play football, that's all.
And was that always going to be what you were going to do? Were you not maybe wanting to be a mechanic or a doctor or an architect? Was football always going to be your first option and last option?
No, actually, I wanted to be a lawyer. And then when time goes on, and then I wanted to, you know, to do a, you know, a counseling, and then further, you know what, let me just focus on football and then address it.
And being a lawyer or anything else that you wanted to do, what is it that made you realize, Uguti, okay, now let me focus 100% on football and leave everything else? Why was it? Because of you didn't have good marks, or you decided that school wasn't for you. What is it about being a lawyer that made you not pursue it anymore?
No, actually, it was time, because, you know, we are training twice a day, and the training twice a day, meaning we don't have time to, you know, to go to school, to study for, you know, that was it. We are training twice a day, so it was difficult for me to see. To go to school.
And you played this game initially as a teenager, and you play for Amachita as well. I remember the first time I saw you, you were playing for the National Under 20, and you were very short. And as you are playing it at that level, does it ring a bell to you? Is there a light bulb that says, you know what, I'm going to do this for a living. This is going to make me a top player.
No, you know, as a young boy, the only thing that you want, especially at that time, the only thing that was in my mind was to play football. Actually, that it will be, you know, I'll be playing for a living. It was not in my mind. The only thing that I wanted to do was to play football. That's all.
All right. And Ujabu Mahlangu was then Jabu Pule. I remember when he says his story, he always mentions the fact that abantu nje ekuhlaleni bebembuka bambone. Wow, this is an incredible 15 or 14 year old. You know, for you, were you always identified in the local area that you grew up in, that this kid is the best? Did you get that sense that people already know your talent when you were a teenager?
Yes, it did happen, because at one stage, I remember when we were playing a Gofrimulo tournament, with the Deep Blue selection team. So I was selected in that team. And the late Shoes Mushu was also in that team. And then what happened was the late Shoes Mushu gave me the number 10 jersey because, you know, he was the, you know, the main man, you know, the late Shoes Mushu. So wherever he plays, he was wearing jersey number 10. So when we were there, and then he decided that, no, look, I'm not going to wear jersey number 10. I'll give it to you. So he gave it to me, the jersey number 10. So, you know, in Deep Blue, I mean, a lot of people, they knew about me because I was playing for, you know, a famous team in Deep Blue. So it was, you know, easy for people to identify me.
Mm. All right. And looking at the MTN 8, it's a competition that you've won. It's a competition that you've played in. What are your favorite memories about the MTN 8? Especially, I mean, you won it as well. Who do you think is going to do well this year as well?
Look, you know, it's going to be tight, very tight this year because of the teams that are in the top 8. You know, like Maritzburg United, they did very well, you know. So AmaZulu, they also did very well. So it's going to be very tight. And looking at how Pirates they finish up last season, so I expect, you know, a very tough one this year.
Mm. All right. And your memories of that competition, do you still remember? I mean, it wasn't too far back. Do you still remember when you're playing in the MTN 8? What are your favorite memories of the trophy?
Look. No, it's you can't even really explain the feeling in terms of how are you feeling when you've got that trophy in your hand, when you've got that medal in your hand. You know, it's a feeling that really it's difficult really to really explain because it's something unique that you cannot measure with any amount in life.
Mm, mm. All right. And then when you got to Orlando Pirates, you arrived there, you were still relatively young. Who was your role model there amongst the galaxy of stars that you got to? Which player did you look up to the most?
No, you know, the guys were Abu Don Tungi, Tonmiti, Abu Susu Zuma, no, Tabo Mgomeni, I was typically Kweleya. You know, yeah, those guys, because when I came to Pirates, those guys were there.
Mm. And what exactly did any of those guys, you know, when you get to a dressing room and as a youngster, you are intimidated a bit. Which of the senior players took you under their wing and showed you the ropes when you started playing for Orlando Pirates?
No, exactly. Everyone was nice to me, you know. Even though when they used to send me to go and fetch their kids at the kid room and change their boots and make sure that their boots have been polished and all that, and bring back the boots to them after training, I had to take everything to the local room. You know, it was one of those things that, you know, sharing a dressing room with them, you know, it was a wonderful thing. So I was doing those things, and by so doing those things, it also teach me in terms of respect to the elders and the discipline.
Mm. All right. And another tricky question that Msekeli Ntola wants to know is, do you know how many goals did you score in professional football, and which one of them is the best goal that you've ever scored?
I've scored 56 goals. For Pirates. Actually, I don't count. If I can count with the other ones that I scored at Sundowns, I'll have 62 goals. So for now, the history that I've got, I'm a leading top goal scorer at Orlando Pirates with 56 goals.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then which one is your favorite one? I'm sure derby goals are special. I remember you scoring in the derby, but you must have had other goals as well. Which one is your favorite?
Derby. I think derby and the game when we played against Real Stars when You remember when we still had the Real Stars?
Yes, I remember Real Stars, yeah.
Yes, I scored against the Real Stars and also all the Derby codes.
All right. And then moving right along then to your overseas stay, sum it up to us in less than a minute. How was your overseas stay? And perhaps why didn't you last as long there?
Well, no, I enjoyed myself there. And, you know, why I didn't last, I'll explain it again. I did explain it before, but I'm still going to explain it again that I came back because of my sister passed away and she had two kids. So there was no one at home that was working and that could take care of the kids. So I had to come back home and then take care of my sister's kids.
All right. And when you came back, were there any negotiations for you to go back exactly straight to Orlando Pirates, or was Sundowns the more lucrative offer for you?
Yeah, actually, I tried to see. Actually, not even tried. I spoke to the chairman. Yeah, I spoke to the chairman, Mr. Kuma Chabalala, Floyd Mbele, the son of the chairman, Mpumi, you know, that, look, guys, I've got this crisis at home. So it will be nice for me to come back and play for the team again than going somewhere else. And then they will keep on saying, we'll come back to you, we'll come back to you. So eventually, because of time was not in my side, then I had to come back, and then Sundowns, they put an offer, and then I came back home.
All right. And then we move then from your playing time to contemporary times. The World Cup, there were no African teams in the knockout stages of the World Cup. What was your impression of the World Cup? And do you think France have the ability to defend it next time around?
I think the African countries, they did very well, even though when they didn't go through because of technicalities of football. But I think, you know, next season, the next World Cup, they'll improve a lot. And looking at France, they did very well, and with the average age of their team, I think most of them will be 34, 35. So I think they'll defend it again because they'll have a lot of experience.
All right. And then as we wrap up our conversation, we have two more questions. One, who is your favorite to win the PSL? It's very, very difficult, this one. Who is your favorite to win the PSL?
I think Paris will win it. I've been looking at... No, look. To be honest, looking at the way they played last season, the way they finished last season, I think they will win.
All right. And who's your favorite player in the PSL right now? Which player do you like watching in the PSL, and why is that the case?
Yeah, actually, it was Pitau. And I don't know, Pitau, I don't know. I would see this season who's gonna impress me. But the other player that was coming all right was this boy from Exton. Yeah, Exton was doing very well. But the difference that, you know, at some point when you expect him to play, he's not playing. He's sitting on the bench or he's at the country.
All right. And then finally, before we let you go, Umsegele also wants to know as to do you ever see yourself coaching in the Premier Soccer League? When will that materialize? Are you talking to any teams about the coaching?
Well, for now, I'm a director of coaches in one of the academies at the Rode Port. It is called Stalic Academy. So the door is open. If there's any team that really wants to give a young coach a chance, you know, I'm here. That's a phone call, and then we'll take it from there.
All right. So we thank you very much for speaking to us and helping out your a fan of yours. And we really appreciated your time. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. A special thumbs up to both Msegeli and So Vilakazi. From myself, Nkululeko Nkewu, it is goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio.